From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
And welcome to the Disc Golf News, the week of May 10, 2004. I'm Brian Sullivan. We feed your need for Disc Golf News. This information is not months old, it's not weeks old, it's not even days old. It is hours old, and it's here waiting for you every Tuesday morning. There is fresh content. Point your browser to PDGA.com and tell your friends to do the same. Coming up this time, results from the Michiana Open in South Bend, Indiana. Plus, Todd Branch has some tips on developing a putting routine in this week's 60-second clinic. We'll get a preview of this weekend's upcoming Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, California. That is a honey of an event. You'll want to stick around for that. And the PDGA Affiliate Club Program. What is it, and how can it benefit you and your club? We'll talk with Cliff Town about that. It's all coming up, and it's all sponsored by Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com.
Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Order ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World.
They featured an eight-tier event last weekend, the Michiana Open in South Bend, Indiana. Results coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division, where Andrew Back beat them all back. Wins this one 5-6 over Darren Harper, three-way tie for third place, including Chris Barbo, Roy Carey, and Bart Zandstra. To the Women's Division, where Barron White wins her first eight-tier event ever. She has a huge fourth round, ties it up with Michigan's Sue Stevens. They go into a playoff. White wins it by a stroke. Third place, Michelle Bovin of Kokomo. Her big accomplishment this weekend, among many, she won two of the three 50-50 CTPs, open to everyone. Way to go, Michelle. And now to the Open Division, where it's another first eight-tier win for a player. This time it's the young Keith Warren of Wisconsin. This guy, talk about hot, nothing but shooting in the 40s all weekend long. He wins 5-5 over Columbia's George Smith. Pete Wingard taking third. Tournament director Jason Samuel had this to say about Keith Warren's performance.
He'll pocket about $2,200 for the weekend and for spending his time on Mother's Day in South Bend.
Time now for the 60-second clinic. This week, professional disc golfer Todd Branch talks about ways you can begin developing a routine for your putting game.
One good way to improve your scores is to putt a lot better. Everyone works on their putting. One thing you got to make sure that you do in putting is try and do the same thing every time, which usually comes down to having a good routine that you know what you're going to do. You can come up with pretty much any kind of routine you want. Just try and make sure that you have a good balance stance and that you're aiming at a small target, usually something like a chain link, and just that you're putting the same way every time. Something I did this year that helps me out a lot is to try and putt in tournaments more like I putt in practice, and vice versa. When you're practicing and you're putting, try to make it a little bit more like the same type of putt that you would execute in a tournament. So for me, when I'm practice putting, I usually hold my extra putters in my left hand. And this year, I started making sure I am holding one putter in my left hand when I throw my putt, just to make it more like practice. And the more that your putt is the same every time, it starts to feel comfortable for you. So when you're in a situation where a putt is very important, by doing the same thing and having a routine, it just makes it more like a regular putt. It's just the same as it always is. You do the same things. It feels the same. It's calming. If you can have a good routine and practice like you play and play like you practice, that should improve your putting quite a bit.
Todd Branch is a former PDGA competition director and a five-year veteran of the National Tour. In the big picture this week, the PDGA Affiliate Club Program. This has been in place about 4 years now and was put together by a guy named Cliff Town. We wanted to find out how the Affiliate Club Program works and how it's been going.
Cliff Town, welcome to PDGA Radio.
Why, thanks, Brian.
You are the director of the PDGA Club Affiliate Program. Let's begin by explaining a little bit about what that program is.
Well, the Club Affiliate Program is a program that we put together maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I originally got interested in it because I was doing some work on the website, and I thought that the club affiliate program would be a great way to get some important documents up online for people to be able to reference in terms of getting new courses in and doing the work that clubs do in terms of running tournaments. So I got involved with it, and after Steve Peck was running a group, an email group, and of Michigan, I think he's from, and I took the idea, and we took a look at it, and decided to come up with a program to kind of help the PDGA do its job through local clubs.
So in essence, is what you're saying then is this began as a resource center for clubs.
Yeah, what I like about it, it's a way of the PDGA to take some of its resources and put them down at the local level in order to do, to help grow the sport. What we ended up working out with the PDGA was that clubs that became affiliates would be able to sign up members and then would sign them up for a $5 discount per member. The idea being that the clubs would keep those funds and use them to put on events or put in new courses or fix up the courses they've got in the ground, basically do the good work for the sport at the local level with the at the same time, you know, having my office able to help them do what they do as well. We've managed to get a bunch of great articles together on how to put on tournaments. We had this has been an effort of a lot of different people involved. Carlton Howard's article on how to put a tournament on is very complete. And you can access that from the club pages up on the PDGA.com website. But as well, we assembled some of the course development, and that has its own section now up at PDGA.com. And if you're interested in putting a course in, you can go up to the course development section of the website and find all kinds of information to help you put new courses in. I think it's helped, along with the marketing programs of the manufacturers. I think it's really helped spread the number of courses around.
Now, are those documents that are there as a resource, are they available only to members of the club affiliate program?
No, we like the open source kind of concept in the sense of making them available to folks that are interested. So anyone who clicks in at pdga.com will be able to get that information. But the specific benefits that the club offers, there's, you know, a set of benefits. For instance, if you'll click onto the discussion board up at the website, I guess the best way to listen to your radio program is probably to have your computer up at the same time, Brian. But if you go up to the PDGA discussion board, you'll see that there's the 35 or so current affiliate clubs each have their own forum up there. So it's a great resource. Let's say that you're the Des Moines club, you're going to put on the amateur and pro worlds this year, and you have a lot of communication to go between your members. You can get up onto that discussion board and handle a lot of business. If you'll take a look, you'll see that there's a number of important and trivial topics, like what's the best stamp for your rock, to how are we going to get these courses ready for the tournament this summer. Up there on the at the discussion board. Some of the other benefits of getting to be a club, and that I mentioned that discussion board benefit because it's kind of a recent one. But there's the $5 discounted PDGA membership program, and any of the affiliate club members can also test for the officials test free of charge if they belong to an affiliate club.
So from what we've discussed so far, if I am a club and I'm thinking about participating, some of the benefits that my club is getting includes discounted PDGA memberships. I also get, my club gets a forum right there at the PDGA discussion board, which I can certainly see is being very valuable to a club. I also get free officials testing. Now, what is the PDGA asking from the club?
The annual cost for a club is $20. The clubs are doing the work that the PDGA wants to do in terms of putting on events, in terms of growing the sport, in terms of getting new courses, and all these things I think happen importantly at that club level. And so I think the PDGA is able to more effectively reach its goals by helping the clubs do the jobs that they do.
So in essence, this is sort of a way to get the grassroots folks all together, working together, club by club by club, and together we all help this sport and this organization build.
Yeah, I think that you've hit the nail on the head. The way I've kind of been thinking about it is that I'd like to see the program basically evolve with the clubs. And as the clubs, as their needs change to do what they want to do, whether or not they're interested in pursuing nonprofit status, and I've recently helped some clubs do that, or they're interested in more effective materials to help them put courses in.
Cliff Town, thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, Brian, I'm really pleased with the work that you've been doing, and I'm happy to have an opportunity to get on here and talk a little bit about the clubs. If there's anybody out there that wants to know anything, if there's anything I can help you out with, please give me a holler. I'll do what I can for you.
We've been talking with Cliff Town. He's the director of the PDGA Affiliate Club Program. He also volunteers his time as the editor of the Course Directory. We spoke to him at his home in Los Angeles. For more information on that club program, go to PDGA.com, click on the information page, then click the link that says Affiliate Club Program. The Big Dogs are headed to the West Coast this weekend, specifically to Santa Cruz, California, for the Masters Cup. The tournament director is Tom Schott.
We've had a numerous amount of players from around the world participate in the Masters Cup. This year, we've signed on with the PDGA to be a national tour event, and it's getting very exciting. We've got a number of great professional tour players coming, so we're excited.
And who has won the Masters Cup in the past couple of years?
Well, last year was Michael Dorries from San Diego, and probably shot the best round ever been shot here. He shot 11 under with a course playing long in a downpour rain all day. I mean, the players that played with him said it was just an amazing golf round. Barry Schultz is our only three-time winner. Now Stevie Rico has won it. Ken Climel's won it. Jeff Listman's won it. So there's a number of champions that have come here.
And how about on the women's side?
The women's side has been won by Juliana Kovar. She's the strongest person here. We have Carrie Burlogger is our local this year, which is very promising. She's also been emerging on the national tour. She's been going to all the national tour tournaments. And, of course, there's always Annie Kremel. She's a heavy favorite from San Francisco.
The event is played at the legendary De La Viega disc golf course. If I have not yet shot there and I'm coming to this event, tell me what I can expect.
Well, if you're going to come to De La Viega and play the Masters Cup, you better think of every throw you can possibly throw and every disc that you could possibly think you're going to need, because you will need all those throws and you will need all those discs. Every hole out of the 27 holes is completely different than the next hole. I mean, the terrain is up and down, there's rollers, there's two-finger flicks, there's hyzers. I mean, it's an amazing course as far as being a challenge for you.
Tom, tell me what makes the Masters Cup a truly unique stop on the national tour.
Well, you're always going to get phenomenal at competition. You know, the best players from the West Coast are going to be here, and you know, when the players come from the East Coast, they get a chance to rival with these players. The weather's great. It's forecast to be sunny all weekend, and of course, just being in Santa Cruz on the ocean, you know, it's just a great place to be. We got great entertainment. The community loves the disc golfers, and they feel really welcomed here.
Tom Schott is a Disc Golf Hall of Famer and the tournament director for this weekend's Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, California. A bevy of other disc golf business going on this weekend, May 15 and 16. We begin in Kingsport, Tennessee. It's the Lakefront Open, pros only there. In Spokane, Washington, it's the Downriver Open, and it's the Creekside Open in Salt Lake City. Marion, Iowa, it's the Legion of Doom. I actually added the second to Doomsec, Wichita, Kansas, the Dew Dye this weekend, and the Ousted Open in Dovilio, Oklahoma, plus the Fire Ant in Hogansville, Georgia, and the Old Barn Rendezvous in Jordan, Minnesota. Edinburgh, PA, it's the Edinburgh Highland Games and the Ohio Northern University Open in Ada, Ohio. Wisconsin Junior Championships going on this weekend, and a bunch more. Point your browser to pdga.com for the complete list. And finally this week, we were in our weekly teleconference with the PDGA office, and Brian Honegger said, hey, you got to check out this Great Northwest Open. I mean, what a payout, 400% of the pros and 300% of the AMs. Well, that got my attention. So we got on the horn with old pal Dave Feldberg, former member of the fabled Winnie crew, to find out more about the Great Northwest Open.
So, David Feldberg, tell me about the Great Northwest Open.
The Great Northwest Open was a B-tier in Oregon, the series opener this weekend. We had 161 players. We had a $6,000 pro purse with only 38 players and a $12,000 total purse.
That is incredible. What's behind all that?
Well, we had 71 sponsors alone. We had catered lunches, catered breakfast. We just had lots of good feedback here in the Northwest. Lots of players, and not a lot of organization yet, so we're just getting going, and we got a Super Tour coming this year.
Dave Feldberg, I got to say that 71 sponsors at a disc golf event may be a record. How did you come across that many sponsors?
Well, I just called everybody we knew. You know, we've been on the road for 5 years, so we just called everyone we knew and told them we had something special out here. We had an untapped area with no particular retailer, so get your opportunity to get your name out here, and well, maybe they'll shop online or shop over the phone. It was a good opportunity for people to get involved in a untapped market.
David Feldberg is the PDGA State Coordinator for Oregon. We reached him at his home in Portland. For more information on the Oregon disc golf scene, go to odsa.com. Their next event is coming up May 22nd and 23rd in Portland. It's the Riverbend Open. And a couple more things to throw at you, beginning with the World's Invitations update. If you have not returned your invitations, do so very quickly. The waiting list will be reviewed next week, and a list of invitations based on that waiting list will be posted at the website sometime next week, so dawdlers beware. And if you have not currently updated your PDGA membership, we wonder why. I mean, your membership helps to deliver so many services like the website and the magazine and the points and the ratings and the PDGA radio and all the things that the PDGA is doing to help continue to grow this terrific sport. So by all means, if you have not done so yet, please renew your membership today. We do want to tip our hat and wish many, many happy years more to the PDGA's Brian Honegger and Lori Gibson, 18 years of happiness together, many more to you, and I know Lori's going to kill me, but that's the way it goes, and that is the Disc Golf News for the week of May 10th. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Please visit our sponsors, Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com. Until next time, keep them in the fairway!